The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Excuse me, hanging with you on a day when I have lost my voice over the sad death of Prince, dead at the age of 57. He had been postponing shows because of his illness, and I had no idea he was that sick. And he was the prolific songwriter. Throughout the show, of course, we'll talk more about this music icon who... I mean, he defined the sound of the 80s, for sure, with Purple Rain, and Kiss would be on that list, too. He was found unresponsive in an elevator at Paisley Studios in Minnesota. So the paramedics tried to perform CPR, but they were unable to do so, and he was pronounced dead at 10:07 in the morning. Sadly, he, you know, lots of people grieving and trying to honor him, you know, however they can. And this was, again, a shock to so many people over Prince's death. They're looking at the circumstances surrounding his death. But his publicist confirmed the death and didn't talk about who was with him, but talked about the fact that he apparently was battling some crazy flu that had gotten a hold of him. So fans flocked to Paisley Park when they heard of that. There's, of course, social media was all over this. And fans rushed to the record stores to pick up the albums or other Prince memorabilia. That's for sure. No question about that. All right. We go to our pals from Talk Media News. I think we have Bob Nay. Bob, how are you?
Sorry, it's not Bob Nay. Much less than Bob Nay.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Lori Lewis. I serve as their Pentagon correspondent.
Lori Lewis. There you go. We've talked to you before. I didn't know it was you. I'm sorry. So, Lori.
No, that's all right. Yeah, sorry. No congressman, but I'll substitute.
There you go. So let's talk. Well, first of all, how about the death of Prince? I mean, I don't care how old you are. It doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, 30s, or older. Who doesn't know any of at least a few Prince songs, right?
Yeah, When Doves Cry. I'm not sure actually that's the title of the song, but I know that I love that song.
I know. When Doves Cry. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. And then also one of the best lyrics, I think, from his work is No Child is Bad from the beginning. They just imitate their atmosphere.
Yep.
I can't sing that to you, but yeah, some might say he was just Michael Jackson's cousin, lesser known cousin, but I enjoyed the guy.
Yeah, me too, absolutely. So we move to the politics of the day, and you talk about being at the Pentagon, and there's a lot of, you know, there's been a lot lately made of what's happening in the Middle East, of course, what's going on as far as Afghanistan, et cetera. What's the latest buzz in the quarters of the Pentagon?
So a couple of things are coming out of defense recently. You mentioned Afghanistan. Some top commanders in the military have indicated recently that the Taliban, who the U.S. does not want to see gain power in Afghanistan, is rising in strength. They recently launched what they're calling their spring offensive in Afghanistan. It gets cold during the winter months, and militants stop fighting, so it's thawing, and those people are getting back on the battlefield. And with that, they carried out a large-scale attack in Kabul recently that killed dozens of people and injured hundreds. And the U.S. right now has a drawdown plan for troops there, where the president wants to bring down something around 10,000 troops to around the area of half that, 5,000. By the end of this year, and it's looking like that plan might change, and the U.S. will likely have troops in Afghanistan for much longer. So there's some Afghanistan news, at least in relation to the U.S.
Yeah. What about the worries over North Korea? Any chatter about North Korea lately? Because certainly North Korea has been more than saber rattling. They're talking about nuclear sites. They might have restarted, they say, tunneling at a key nuclear site. Was there any conversation about that? Should we worry about North Korea and nuclear tests?
Again, military commanders, the top folks, the top brass are saying that this is something to be concerned about. It's something that they clearly monitor. When they talk about nuclear threats from North Korea, one commander recently, the guy who's slated to take over U.S. forces, Korea, he compared the North and the North regime, to a BMX biker who can't seem to stay up on his bike at first, but over time gets to the level of, like, the gold medal. So although the North isn't succeeding right now with these tests, and you mentioned this tunneling activity, so while that might not be threatening to the U.S. right now, it certainly has the potential to be. Another thing military commanders are stressing, though, is while there is a threat from the North, the U.S. at least has defenses in place to protect against
against those threats, absolutely. And then last but not least, you know, we had the president who's just in Saudi Arabia. Was there concern over his safety at all? You know, of course, normally he has an army of Secret Service, and he did. But was there anything that changed on that trip that would have affected the Pentagon in any way?
You know, I didn't see anything in particular that, or no news reports at least, that showed any extra safety measures for the president. I'm sure that there were, but nothing that happened to make it into the press. I guess something notable, though, going back to Afghanistan, was Secretary Kerry was recently in Kabul, and hours after leaving, the Taliban fired missiles in his direction. He had left, but they released a statement saying, you know, those missiles were intended for Secretary Kerry, who's the Secretary of State. So it's not like there's people in these places who aren't trying to harm our high-level officials. It's just that maybe those reports didn't make it into the media this time around.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Lori, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
All right, thank you.
All right, so good stuff, covering the Pentagon and talking about Afghanistan and Kabul and what had happened in Kabul lately. We talked about that, obviously, here on America Tonight. The campaign trail, we'll dive into that, certainly. Obama in Saudi Arabia, there were tensions there over the president meeting Saudi's King Salman on Wednesday in Riyadh to seek joint action on security threats, including Iran and ISIS. The president attended a summit of the Gulf Cooperation Council, which is a group of monarchies, and the tensions have certainly been up with Iran. The Ayatollah Khamenei attacked Riyadh's attempts to isolate its allies, so this has made pretty interesting news. No immediate word on whether the president or King Salman addressed a New York Times report that Saudi Arabia has threatened to sell its multi-billion-dollar U.S. assets if Congress passed a bill that could hold the kingdom responsible for any at all role in al-Qaeda's 9/11 attacks. Obama said he opposes the bill. Possible lawsuit retaliation from other countries against U.S. citizens. And I think we haven't heard the last of this, needless to say. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on a sad day as we lose Prince at the age of 57.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.
To America Tonight. Singer Prince dead at the age of 57. We've been talking about it. It is Earth Day, too, as well as we swing into the weekend. Paul Dresden joins us. He's a senior policy analyst for the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow and Congress of Racial Equality, which is CORE, public policy institutes both that promote environmental stewardship, the enhancement of human health and welfare, and the personal liberties and civil rights mixed into that in between. He has an amazing resume, and I could go through the whole thing. He's got books and articles that you may have seen in the Wall Street Journal, in the Washington Times, one of my favorites, Investors Business Daily, New York Post, etc. So definitely he has, like I said, impressive credentials, no doubt, and it's a perfect time to have him on because he's involved with this film called Climate Hustle. So as the administration is getting ready to, you know, act on, we talk about, we look at Earth Day and the climate change and whatnot, the UN Paris Agreement, it's been interesting to see all sides of this. And there's this groundbreaking documentary that he's involved with called, as I said, Climate Hustle. It's going to be a one-night event presented by Fathom Events, and it is going to be in 400 theaters nationwide on May 2nd, 7 o'clock local time, wherever you are, and there's going to be panel discussions, all kinds of great stuff on this. So anyway, he is in our virtual green room, we'll say, tongue-in-cheek. Thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it. Paul, thanks for coming on.
Well, known as Lenin's birthday, appropriately enough.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? So tell us about, I mean, you are steeped in this. It's great to have you again. Tell us about Climate Hustle.
Well, Climate Hustle is a direct fund. fun-loving rebuttals hosted by Mark Morano, who does Climate Depot every day, and it is a rebuttal to Al Gore's infamous mock fake documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, and it takes him on directly and indirectly. 30-plus climate experts are in the film. Some of them were once true blue believers in climate change, and they looked at the evidence and realized the science just isn't there. The science does not support the notion that human beings have suddenly taken over control of Earth's climate with our fossil fuel use, and that we're causing dangerous, catastrophic climate change on this planet.
You know, you say... Let me stop you there. You talk about the scientists. I love this because you say this is always the argument. It's phony baloney. It's junk. It's nonsense that there are not enough scientists and experts who will say that the climate change doesn't have to do with humans. So this is great. Why is there this constant back and forth of, you know, here obviously there's a ton of experts, and we've talked to them on the show too. So why is there such skepticism?
Well, the skepticism is because when you listen to the climate alarmists, they're talking about their computer models, they're issuing these press releases, they're always saying humans are responsible, it's dangerous, it's going to be catastrophic, the hurricanes are going to be worse, the tornadoes worse, the heat, the droughts and so forth, everything's going to be worse than it ever was, unprecedented. But then you look out the window and you don't see it happening. All these models are completely way off base in terms of their temperature projections. Hurricanes, for example, we have not had a Category 3 to 5 hurricane hit the United States in 126 months. That is a record that goes back at least to 1900, maybe even the Civil War, for that long a period without a hurricane hitting us, a big one. Wildfires, they have nothing to do with the climate. They have to do with not bad forestry management very often, or just not getting to a fire early enough before it gets out of control. Droughts and floods, nothing different from the 20th century or even the 19th century. We have these things. These have been going on from beginning of Earth. And if you want to talk about catastrophic climate change, think of the ice ages with a mile thick glaciers coming down on top of a third of North America and Asia and Europe. That dropped the temperatures, wiped out everything underneath the glaciers, and it happened five separate times. So nature has been bringing climate change to us throughout history. We are not responsible for what's happening today, except maybe in the urban areas on a very small scale, globally, almost undetectable. And what we're doing, if any impact that we might be having, is certainly not in the realm of danger or catastrophe or a planetary Armageddon.
Yeah, and I want to tell people, too, I mean, you got your B.A. in geology and field ecology from Lawrence U. You got a J.D. from the University of Denver College of Law, and then went on this career journey that included a couple of stops, 10 years with the Senate, the U.S. Department of the Interior, and an energy trade association. So you definitely have the background. And as you dig into this further and you've looked at lots of different models, as you were saying, the models that are trumped up and whatever, do you find it shocking that people can't believe that it's hype?
Well, you know, they're pounded from kindergarten onward by the government, by these people in the climate industry. It's just constant recitation of the same catastrophic theories. Can't even really call them a theory by scientific means, but the same catastrophic claims. But what you have to realize is that these alarmist scientists, renewable energy industrialists, environmentalists, politicians, they've created a $1.5 trillion, that's trillion with a T, $1.5 trillion a year climate crisis industry that gives them billions of dollars in scientific research grants, campaign cash, mandates, subsidies, and most importantly, regulatory power to make our electricity rates skyrocket, eliminate coal and natural gas from the energy mix, fundamentally transform our economic system, and control our lives and our livelihoods and our living standards. And in the midst of all of that, poor and minority and working class families are going to get hammered the hardest.
Yeah, and you talk about that with the what you're feeling, obviously, on the coal plants and shutting down plants and toppling jobs, but also the price of electricity, as you mentioned.
Well, it's when your price of electricity goes up for a hospital, a factory, a small business, a poor family, there's a huge impact. A lot of the small businesses and factories have to lay people off. That impacts their health and welfare, their living standards, their 401k plans, their ability to pay for college, on and on. And the climate alarmists just ignore that or brush it off, and they say, well, we're saving the planet. Well, shoot, I still haven't seen the actual evidence that we're causing climate catastrophe. So I don't think we're doing anything to save the planet, but we're sure ruining a lot of lives and livelihoods.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Paul, thanks so much for coming on. Tell everyone. We'll tell them more about Climate Hustle, but that it's on that special one day in 400 theaters, 7 o'clock, May 2nd. Will you be in the theater somewhere in this country, in D.C., maybe?
I certainly will, and I was last week. I was part of the U.S. premiere of the Climate Hustle. So people can go to climatehustle.com and find out where and when it's playing in their area.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so as we're talking about, this movie pokes holes in these beliefs that global warming will pretty much doom us all. To me, what's interesting is the scientists and talking about what is the science and where is the science behind what's been the tug of war, and certainly the green initiative has lined a lot of green in a lot of different pockets. And, I mean, the bottom line is, and as Paul says, there would be some areas in urban areas where they could say, okay, this we got to watch this, or here's what's happening here, different from saying blanket statement across the board that this has to go, that has to stop, that can't happen, etc. So, where do we go from here is the question. Are you a climate, do you believe there's global warming? Or do you say it's all a bunch of nonsense? And I'll tell you what, I guess because it was Earth Day, I got a ton of emails about that. When we go to our mailbag at the tail end of this hour, we'll address that really on kind of all sides of this issue. You want to throw in anything on Prince? Oh, so sad. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you in a few.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I can't believe there aren't some other Prince fans listening to this show right now, but failing health was what preceded a sudden death for Prince. You know, you think of his 10 greatest songs, listening to some of that music. And, of course, everybody knows Purple Rain. I think my 72-year-old aunt could tell you about Purple Rain. But the, you know, you look at other artists that he penned songs for. Nothing Compares to You, The Bengals, Manic Monday, Chaka Khan's I Feel For You. He had so many other hits that people didn't realize that he was involved with, that he wrote. You know, in the 80s, it was about the music. It was about his music. And I guess also the way he insulated himself, perhaps. And Purple Rain was, I mean, it's still today you hear Purple Rain all over the place. Prince and the Revolution's performances, they recorded it live, and it was kind of his national anthem, as someone described it at the time, I would say. Kiss came out in 1986, and that was another huge, huge hit for him. You know, you had a video where you had a shirtless Prince and you know, some of his humor, I think, showed through with that. And, you know, there's just so much more, I guess you could say, about Prince. And I remember a famous quote from him. He said, "You have to live a life to understand it." Well, he certainly lived a life, and he lived an extraordinary life. Boy, that's for sure. He broke all the rules and then some, but he was such a pioneer in music, pioneer in American music, that will be missed. It's shocking to hear of the death of Prince, and because I think the other thing is talking about, was it flu that took his life? I mean, what was it that took the life of Prince, where he's found in this elevator, and he, hours before he was going to go on stage at one point in Atlanta, he started battling the flu. And then a week later, he took the stage in Atlanta to perform two concerts, 80-minute sets, usually short for him. And he was just at his piano. He played his classic songs, and that was it. And of course, he was such a talented musician. But something was wrong. He went back to Minnesota. They say he made an unexpected stop, an emergency landing Friday, and he was reportedly rushed to a hospital in Illinois. You know, and now we're showing this timeline. And then he was fine again. He was there for a small gathering at Paisley Park, and the Minnesota Star Tribune music critic wrote the next day that he seemed like he was alive and well. And then he took a turn for the worst. And again, initially, all of this started, apparently, with the flu. So in his last days, postponed concerts, an emergency landing, that kind of stuff. All right, and you know how the show rolls. We zig and zag sometimes in different directions. This is kind of the free-for-all day. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. We always have our eye on 2016 and who's doing what to who on the campaign trail. And we have a few other things to mix in between in just a second here as we motor along. But let's go to Dan, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. I'm sorry. I had to put my headphones down.
Ah, that's okay. No worries.
Well, look, I felt the same way about Elvis Presley when he passed.
Oh, yeah.
And that my kids felt like Bobby. He still lives with me, my youngest boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was running around singing Prince songs today, to the point that I was glad when he finally went to bed. But I got a little bit of humor for you to see if we can't change the mood a little bit, to try to put a little levity into the night's program.
Let's hear it.
Okay. This little woman was running around Germany touring all the museums, and she was getting kind of homesick for home. And finally, she was working in this one museum, a little bit of the dust got her, and she looked up at a light, and it hit her just right. And you know how you get that sneeze? And she sneezed, and this woman said, "Gesundheit." And she ran over and hugged her, and she says, "Thank God, another American."
Oh, that's hilarious. That's
okay,
good.
There's another one for you. Did I tell you the one about Father O'Malley?
No, tell us about Father O'Malley.
Okay. Father O'Malley was a good old Irish priest that had been given a parish here in Texas, out in western Texas. And after his first night there, he woke up and he throwed open the windows, the French windows and the shutters, and out in the middle of the yard was a poor dead jackass. So he called up the local sheriff's department and he says, "Yes, this is Father O'Malley out at St. Anne's, and I've discovered that we have a poor departed jackass out in the middle of our yard. Could you please send a couple of lads to take care of the poor unfortunate?" And the death sergeant, being a bit of a wit, says, "Well, Father, it is my recollection that the last rites are your job, not ours." And the father, without missing a beat, says, "Yes, my son, but first we have to notify the next of kin. Now come get your relative."
Come get your relative. That's good. You're hilarious. Funny. You're very funny tonight. Thank you.
Okay, this little girl was drawing this picture, and she's just working on it really, really hard. And the teacher's walking around looking at all the other kids because this was art hour, and they're just all drawing away. And so some of them had some really unusual drawings, but she was really into it. And finally she walked up to her and she says, Melissa, what are you doing? And she says, I'm drawing a picture of God. And the teacher says, oh, honey, that's so sweet, but nobody knows what God looks like. And Melissa says, they will when I'm done.
That's right. They will when I'm done. Very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, and now how are things with you, my love?
Good. I love that your son was running around singing Purple Rain to the point where you wanted him to just go to bed.
Yeah, that was hilarious. He was all into it every time we had to tune into the radio for a newscast or on TV tonight, and he was all sad, and I had to console him with cupcakes and ice cream.
That's okay. Cupcakes and ice cream are all right. So you like Elvis Presley. If you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, boy, they have just so much dedicated to Elvis Presley. It's unbelievable, the memorabilia.
Yeah, I heard your depiction of it was up there given the Hall of Fame of the, shall we say, the a little bit of static about how they treated him.
Yes, and but the what's there is just you forget the concerts, the movies, how big Elvis Presley was.
Well, not only that, but also people like the guy I'm trying to think of, not just the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, but also people like Smokey Robinson. And
yes. Yeah, Smokey Robinson, they have dedicated a ton to him. Yeah.
And so, you know, that's about all for me. I just thought I would try to lighten things up just a little bit for you.
Very nice. Very nice. You have a fabulous weekend, Dan. Dan in Texas with some jokes. See, the thing about jokes is he's good about the punchlines. He remembers no matter what. Some jokes are better than others, but no matter what, in the years that he's called this show, he remembers. He remembers the punchlines, and that's the key to telling a decent joke if you're going to tell those kinds of jokes. And what happens, I don't know if this happens to you, you got to know that, like I said, punchline. I can't tell you how many times I go to tell the joke and then I forget the punchline. Yeah, I'm really into it. And then I forget the punchline. That's it. I've blown it. What happened to that punchline? It ran away with my memory. I can't tell you how many times that's happened, a ton. All right, we're going to hit the mailbag in our next segment here on America Tonight. If you want to slip in a call, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I want to tell you about a couple of other quick hits. First of all, the flame for Rio, the Rio Olympics, was lit, even though they're having this brutal Brazilian political crisis, and they're talking about what is this going to look like heading into Rio? What are the Olympics going to look like? So the flame for the first Olympics happened Thursday at the place of the birthplace of the ancient games in Greece. That's the start of the 15-week journey that ends August 5th, opening ceremonies in Rio. The International Olympic Committee leaders and Brazilian organizers attending the flame lighting in the ruins of the ancient Olympia voiced confidence that Brazil will stage successful games. Yeah, even though they've got a political crisis that's canceled some appearances by the president, and they've got the Zika virus and all kinds of other delays and whatnot with the venues. Good luck. Mailbag next.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Once again, back with you here at the tail end of America Tonight. We had to let you hear a little bit of that Prince song because the big news is Prince, one of the stories I would say anyway, the big news is music icon, controversial at times, but legend, Prince, dead at the age of 57. He, you know, had a concert a week ago, got rave reviews for that, but he apparently had some flu. He was battling the flu, and he was found today in an elevator. They tried to resuscitate him. They couldn't do it. So a lot of tributes pouring out about Prince, I think shocking to a lot of people because he looked healthy or they hadn't seen him and whatnot. And, you know, here we go. It's just... takes you by surprise, I guess, which it's life, right? You get a little bit blindsided, and nobody knew if he was really that sick. We certainly didn't know how sick he was. And then you think of the severity of the flu that he must have had for that to happen. All right, let's turn our attention to the election, because we haven't done that very much, and you also have some Prince tributes pouring out, because we're going to go to the mailbag in a second, but just quickly, this week, to re-rack, was all about New York, and New York was about Trump and about Hillary Clinton both winning handily in New York, moving on now to the one of the really big ones eventually here coming up is going to be California, and there are a slew of other states, too. The delegate count, that's what it's about. Trump and Hillary have strong leads in Pennsylvania. The door could be open for something different, however, at the Republican convention, because there's a lot of talk about a different way, almost like a brokered convention, which seems so crazy when you think of the results, but it could certainly, it's a possibility of it happening without question. All right, on that note, let's turn to the mailbag. In the mail today, we got this from Paul, who says, Kate, I can't believe Prince is dead. I had no idea he was this ill, just 57. It seems so young to me. My favorite song, of course, Purple Rain. Then this one from Joe, who says, Kate, I listen to the show all the time. You do play, even in your mix of music, some Prince songs. I think it's sad. He's the pride of Minnesota. He was a prolific songwriter, as you mentioned. I just caught the beginning of your show. And I think that he changed music and transformed it, I think, in a certain way. And he deserves any accolades that could pour in the aftermath of his death, but I'm sure there are people close to him that are very surprised about hearing about Prince's death. I know I was one of those people that was surprised when I heard, and then I took a look back at his incredible career, and I realized what he means to the music world, and just how good of a singer he was, and a musician he was. All right, we move now to something different. This one is from Alex. And Alex says, boy, it depends on how you look at it, but Earth Day is either a curse or a blessing. Could it be a more divisive deal when we talk about the world around us? Is it global warming? Is it climate change? What is it? Are we deniers or are we accentuating the worst of human behavior? I'm curious to find out more about that movie that you were talking about, and I'd have to say that I put myself in the middle now at this point. All right, not in the middle, Bernie, who says, Kate, so many people profiting, just pirates, off of the green initiatives to perpetrate that and make us believe that we are the ones who are causing our own demise while they make all the money. There is absolutely ulterior motives half the time. Look at all the money Al Gore has made. Easy for him to be the green machine while the rest of us pay $19 for light bulbs that we cannot afford. Ridiculous. Here's another one about climate, and this one is from Faith. I don't believe Earth Day is anything more than somebody trying to make money on the back of the environment. I think there's still so much we don't know about the Earth and the environment and what we're doing, whether it's bad, good, or we should be sort of indifferent to some of it, is still a big question mark, a huge question mark. All right, let's do one more there. This one is from Jacob. Kate, I listen to the show all the time. Oh, somebody else just said that. I heard you mention Harriet Tubman and the bill. I think that's pretty darn interesting, I have to say. And I would also say that I believe that there is a problem with our climate. And I think people are just denying it because it's convenient to deny. Let's hear some more of the science. How about Kathleen, who's listening to us in Montana? How are you?
Kate?
Yes, thanks for the call.
You bet. It's Kathleen in Montana.
Oh, Kathleen. There you go.
I finally called back. I'm a first-time caller for you. And I was waiting for you to come to Glacier National Park because you did mention it one night.
Oh, it's awesome, huh?
Yes, you have to come. It's absolutely better than Yellowstone because it's more remote.
Uh-huh.
But I did call about Prince also, and when I heard it today on the 1 o'clock news, I was stunned because of his age, first of all. But, you know, I sat through his movie, Purple Rain, three times in a row, and I just remember thinking, this man is so creative and what an artist. And, you know, he put on his face at one time slave to the recording industry because of the money they took for the albums and the things that they recorded.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Taylor Swift now and all has, you know, and even Adele has overcome all that. But back in his heyday, he was not accepted for that, you know. It really was a slam against him. But he stood up for what he believed in. So I had to say just a few words about Prince because I love him.
I'm so glad you did because I feel the same way. And Purple Rain, I saw it three times, but I definitely saw it too. It's just great. And you're right. He stood up for what wasn't really right and got hammered for it. But good for him for trying to do something. And he tried to help other artists too.
Yes, he was a great example for those that came after him, and that's what I admire about him.
Yeah, absolutely. Where are you living in Montana, Kathleen?
I live near Great Falls, which is one of the bigger cities here in Montana.
Yeah.
Not too far from there. And I've been in Montana. I moved here from Cooperstown, New York, where the Baseball Hall of Fame is.
Oh, I've been there many times. Yeah.
One man's up at a time, and you can see what he can do.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow, from Cooperstown, which is beautiful, too, to Montana. That's a big switch.
I came out here, let's see, I've been out here 18 and a half years, and I went back east only once. So I know where I want to be.
Uh-huh.
And when I came out, I rented a house sight unseen that was perfect for me. And I worked in Glacier National Park for 9 glorious summers and lived there, too.
Wow, I love that story. Kathleen, don't be a stranger. So glad that you called and added something to that conversation about Prince, too, as well. How about that? Boy, interesting. Both places, by the way. Cooperstown is beautiful. That whole surrounding area, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And, of course, what she's describing in Montana sounds delightful, too. Thanks so much to you, the guy in the back, for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.